Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, keeping us rolling along, we certainly appreciate the great job that you're doing out there, too. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center drivers, that would be Felix and company doing that, and Tom and his suicide jockeys leading the way with delivering gas, diesel, and jet fuel. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler and MeWe and Gab and Getter and Truth Social, Twitter, and we're on Instagram. Captain's America is how you find us over there, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
All right, now we found out a little bit more about this cat that went after Zeldin. You said we've got a name now?
We do. His name is David Jack Bonus. He allegedly was drunk, but had, you know, obviously some anger issues. And he is confirmed to be an Iraq veteran. He didn't really storm the stage. He just sort of kind of walked up on the stage.
Yeah, he stumbled up the stage, it looked like.
It really wasn't a stage either. It was a trailer.
Right.
Like a attached to a
yeah,
truck.
Yeah, with a set of ramps. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was identified by a Rochester, New York television station. So, yeah. So, no charges have yet been filed.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know where it is. There's a, you know, what do they say? It's still under investigation.
Well, they need to, at the very least, they need to Baker Act and find out what the heck's going on. Might be a PTSD issue or something.
Yeah, well, whatever.
All right, let's drift over to the phone line. We got a caller that is calling in here. It would be the honorary mayor, wannabe, could be, should be, Mike in Clearwater. What's up?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Morning.
Now, something scared me. I was listening to Glenn Beck yesterday morning, and he was talking about, and he played audio of an encounter. So apparently what's going on is if you go into a gun store and you purchase two or more firearms in the same transaction, I guess the gun store is required to send up a report. So apparently, federal agents knocked on this man's door, and they're like, oh, well, you know, you recently purchased however many firearms, and we need to see them. You show them to us, we make sure you have them, and you didn't do nothing wrong, and we'd be on our way. So my question is, if they ever showed up at my house after I bought, however many guns, shouldn't the correct response be, do you have a warrant? And, oh, by the way, if you don't, you need to pound sand and then slam the door in their face. Because that's scary that they could just come to your house and say, oh, we need to see the guns that you bought. So what do you say, Denise? Thank you.
All right. Well, I don't know what he's talking about specifically, but I can tell you any gun you buy from a gun store gets reported to the authorities the second you buy it. It goes in the computer.
Those agents, I don't know where that actually happened, but they did show up, and they did not have a warrant, but they did have in their possession apparently a copy. I don't know, but they had some paperwork in their hands. And it looked like it was either a report or maybe a copy of the purchase with serial numbers and whatnot. So I don't know. But, yeah, this is – and, again, I don't know where that actually happened. I did kind of see that cross my desk here for a second. But, yeah, this is kind of where we are. You know, they're They're coming pretty much after it all, any way that they can. And, you know, we're at a crisis here, I would say, with what is happening in government. They've gotten away with so much, and they continue to get away with so much. And that is at the federal level and at the state level. So, I'm real disturbed, for sure.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is a flat-out liar, according to the Texas Senator Ted Cruz about the border being closed and secure. Cruz went on to say, last weekend, I brought seven senators down to the border. I've been to the border many, many times. It's the worst I've ever seen. It was utter chaos. We have open borders. And then Mayorkas said the U.S.-Mexican border was secure as the migrant crossings have hit an all-time high. And he said, look, the border's secure, when there wasn't anybody on the border at the time. But less than an hour later, there were so many people in the river. There was more people in the river than there, and there were on shore on either side.
Well, Mayorkas was speaking at the Aspen Security Forum. Operative word there in the title, which is, I think, an annual event, but is security.
All right, hold that thought. We'll get into that and a lot more when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is a Friday morning, and I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, the website. Now, Geico is an insurance company that has been in business for just a little bit more than 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. And I might also add that your local Geico office or the Geico.com website, spelled G-E-I-C-O, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Now, they'll offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover all of that, too. But where you really save the money, and I mean really save the money, is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy along with your automobile policy, and you will save a boatload of money. So to find out more, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get the name of your local agent, or they'll do it for you right there. You'll be able to talk to them right on the Internet and get it done that way. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. All right, back to Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Elliot on the line from Wesley Chapel. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise. Hey, Denise, I want to see what you think. You know, a while back, I spoke straight up as to why American officials could allow the number one interest in China, plus over 102,000 acres of
land. All right, Elliot, your phone is going in and out. Can you move around a little bit?
You got me?
Yes, I do now.
Is it up?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, no, it's something about that area right there. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's over 92,000 acres of prime ranches, farmland. Mm-hmm. Now, right here in the heart of America, Mr. Park Session, I let this have a problem.
I think we lost you there.
Oh, my God. Jay, do you have me now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry about that, Captain. I didn't never have that problem before, but thanks. But look here, folks. Bill Gates, along with China, is out to destroy our farmers of America. The industry inside out. He is very dangerous, just like John Kerry, who refused to take a boat to the next climate meeting around the world. Now, hypocrites amongst us, well over 10 years now, Bill Gates secretly has been purchasing himself over 270,000 acres of prime ranches and acres of farmland. America, what Bill Gates is doing is to enrich himself with veggie burgers and destroy the American beef and meat industry. That's the way I see it. He is a sneaky, evil man who loves to control Americans with his investment wealth. America, Bill Gates is the largest private owner of farmland, ranches, and acres in America next to China. Thank you very much, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. And, yeah, what he said is all true. And as far as the veggie burgers, that's also true. He hasn't wants to be the guru of all that.
We have a division of the Department of Treasury called CFIUS, which is the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States. And under the Biden administration, pretty much every application, even if there is one, it's supposed to be mandatory, but many foreign firms violate it. These foreign investors want to do seems to get green-lighted by the Biden administration. And there is a company that has bought this acreage, I think it's up in North Dakota, mm-hmm. about 10 miles from one of our military bases. At least there was one time a president can veto that purchase, even if the committee approves it. But this is, remember it was last year, two years ago, that CFIUS approved a alleged wind farm project in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, why would China allow the United States or U.S. corporations come in and buy some of their land for investment? The answer to that would be no.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a pile of senators that are freaked out and should be, and they're trying to stop this thing or have the approval rescinded. I don't know if that can necessarily go, but the person that actually did the final approval was Janet Yellen. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
So it's been, with China doing what China's been doing for years, it's been in a very bad place. It was, I think it's probably one of the most corrupt committees that we have. And the interesting thing is the committee is made up of cabinet secretaries from pretty much every agency, including the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the vote was. I don't know what kind of work there was done prior to the approval by Janet Yellen. But it always goes to the White House to tell the White House what's going on, and Biden didn't even seem to want to veto it. So what does that tell you?
Well, the one in North Dakota is by the Grand Forks Air Force Base that's up there, which
Correct.
Is a nuclear base. And I heard them talking about it yesterday, that they were going to put a windmill farm up there. That's what was going to go there.
Well, allegedly this company had paid off some legislators in North Dakota because they approved it as well.
Yeah.
And so I think there was and people in North Dakota, other farmers, they're furious with this thing. So there's more to this story that we don't know enough yet.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes and our ears open and see what we can figure out. Now, the House Judiciary Committee has advanced a bill to ban assault weapons. Not sure what kind, what type. But the first time in two decades, this is the time that a congressional panel has actually moved to prohibit the sale, transfer, and possession of a certain type of weapon. So I don't know what they're up to here, but I really don't think it's going to go through the Senate. Might go through the House, but not the Senate.
Correct.
Yep, so they're wasting their time again.
Well, they fundraise off of this. You have to understand, a lot of this is just a gesture that they can fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, donate some money and help us get this to pass. And people fall for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marco Rubio has introduced an interesting bill allowing mothers to collect child support payments from the moment of conception.
I think it's a very interesting thought. One is that the moment of conception is a hard one because the first trimester, there are a lot of terminated pregnancies and miscarriages. But having said that, we have a crisis of baby daddies that seem to just sort of disappear into the shadows and mm-hmm. never do anything, leaving the mother, if she carries through with the pregnancy, in a bad way. So I think Rubio, I think he's thinking right, but I also believe, too, that this is, again, kind of a gesture, kind of a shot across the bow here that we have another part of the crisis of unwed mothers. And that doesn't mean teenage pregnancies, although there, you know, there could be that. But there are a lot of rapes that are out there that end up in some kind of pregnancy. And it's gotten to the point where cases are so hard to prove anymore, especially in the woke environment, that a lot of these encounters never even get reported because they always get argued as being consensual. So anyway, I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but I believe he's really trying to send a message here, and a good one at that.
Okay, well, we'll find out soon enough, I guess. All right, well, we're coming up on the music here, just starting to come up in my ear. And, of course, you'll be around tonight for the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. But people need to go over to your website, the founderscode.com website, and see what it is you write about and find out all the different things that you're up to and take advantage of being able to sign up and get those articles, right?
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The House has passed legislation that will protect access to birth control, the latest move in a broader effort by Democrats to set out into federal law rights they fear could come under threat by the Supreme Court following its decision to wipe away the constitutional right to an abortion. The bill called the Right to Contraception Act now will go to Senate.
A Massachusetts train catches on fire, forcing one passenger to jump into a river and several others to climb out of a window. The Boston area public transit train caught on fire during a commute. The fire is the latest in a string of dangerous problems with the system. No injuries were reported, and the one person who jumped into the river declined medical attention. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, you can find more about them by going online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. They have locations in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, the other side of the bay, and also in Concord, Massachusetts. And you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. Now, when you take a tour of the campus either in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, you have the opportunity to talk to not only students that are there, but also instructors that are there, and the people that handle the admissions and the money, so that you find out what's involved with that. Now, obviously, if you're a veteran and you've got your GI Bill benefits intact, you're going to be able to do that, apply through the GI Bill, and everything will be taken care of. They can help you with that. If you're a civilian, you're going to get a civilian loan, a college loan, and go through it that way. But for those of you that don't know what you've got left, maybe you've used some of your GI Bill for education somewhere along the line, and you know you got some left, but you don't know how much, they will help you find out what that that's left and see what you have to do if you have to apply for a civilian balance to pay the thing off. So they'll let you know about that. But at either rate, here's what you do. You go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, take a look at where they are and who they are, and then schedule an appointment at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. And if you want to go to both and take tours at each one, you can do that too. That's all up to you as to what you want to do. But call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And you'll find out everything you need to know. Now, the Army's Criminal Investigation Division is taking a second look at nearly 900 investigations it previously conducted into personnel accused of fraud or other crimes while participating in the National Guard Recruiting Assistance Program between 2005 and 2012, according to an email that was obtained by the Army Times. So this is serious stuff to reopen these nearly 900 of what they call the GRAP cases, which are the Guard Recruiting Assistance Program's applications. And we'll see where that goes. Hopefully nowhere. Now, Marines are going to buy an Iron Dome-based missile interceptor after a successful live fire test. Now, they asked for a wicked solution to a wicked problem, and the MRIC provided that to us, meaning the Marine Corps' Research Division and Development. That coming from the number two Marine in the Marine Corps. Now, lawmakers took a step last week towards taking back the nation's highest award for valor from some Army troops who perpetrated one of the most infamous Native American massacres in the U.S. history, namely the Wounded Knee Massacre. And there's a possibility that the Medals of Honor that were given to soldiers who perpetrated that massacre may lose their Medals of Honor. Obviously, none of them are alive, but it may, in fact, happen. Now, I didn't say much about this the other day, but I am aware of it. The Blue Angels now have a female pilot. And the famed flight demonstration squadron selected their first female F-A-18EF demo pilot this year following the completion of the Pensacola Beach Air Show on July the 9th. And kudos to her. I'll get her name and mention it on the weekend show so that you know who we're talking about. By the way, a program aimed at reducing child care costs and providing options for military parents is coming soon to more states around the country. That's a good thing. And back on the ground in Somalia, the U.S. launched a strike against al-Shabaab. It seems that 2 months after President Joe Biden announced that the American troops would once again deploy in rotations to Somalia, that the U.S. struck a group of al-Shabaab fighters and took them out, as well they should. Those guys are not good people, and they are ruining life as people know it. They're in that part of Africa. Now, the push to get Western arms into the hands of the Ukrainian troops begins right here and right now on the fourth floor of an old patch barracks conference hall that is now turned into the U.S. European Command and a nerve center to boot. This is in Germany. It's now ground zero for the West weapons going to Ukraine. Also, the enormous Pacific multinational exercise and show of force, which has reemerged from the pandemic to face a larger PLA and more threatening Beijing, vessels that are out there floating around. We'll see what happens there, because they did have an episode with one of their planes, a Chinese plane, that interfered with one of our planes. And we don't know all the particulars on it yet. I'm going to find out, and I'm going to report on it tonight. Now, a medical training exercise shifted into real-world application Monday for Fort Bragg soldiers as a passenger airplane crashed right in front of them in Mogadishu, Somalia, according to an Army news release. So they were thrust into service to try to save lives. The guided missile destroyer Benfold conducted the first transit through the South China Sea in a week, prompting the Chinese government to label the move as provocation. Now, the U.S. will also send four more high-mobility artillery rocket systems to the Ukraine as part of the next military aid package to strengthen Kiev in what's become a grinding long-range fires duel. That comes from the Pentagon officials. Also, CIA Chief Bill Burns said that the United States estimates Russian casualties in the Ukraine so far have reached about 15,000 and perhaps as many as 45,000 wounded. Now, 50 kilometers northeast of Donetsk, the United Kingdom's defense ministry released that information. And we'll see how true that is in the days and weeks to come, as they're already starting to think about launching an offensive. Ukrainian forces, by the way, have also struck a key bridge in the Russia-occupied south. This was a bridge that they were using to go back and forth and resupply their troops that are out quite a ways in front of the enemy lines, if you will. And let's not forget that with everything else that's going on here, that we have an opportunity to try to even things out in Ukraine. Now, our artillery and some of our more advanced rockets are starting to enter into the mix. That's making life very, very miserable for the Russians, especially their tanks, where they're out and they can be seen. Okay, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski to watch on Watchdog on Wall Street coming back, and I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yeah, buddy. And right after you do that, why don't you check out Moss Acura, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. By the way, they're located on North Florida Avenue right here in Tampa. And it's amazing to me, very surprising too, that they continue to get customers from all around the state of Florida, plus up and down the East Coast, all the way up into New England and into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, one of the reasons for that is because they are one of the few car dealers in the country that has a You Serve, You Save program for all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors too, where you get tremendous opportunities afforded you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Acura dealership. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they also have the Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And between those two things, there's not very many people that are doing anything like that to try to help out our veterans and first responders. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That might get you a little something else tossed into the picture things, too. So there you go. All right, joining us right now, we have the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
How are you?
I got to ask you a question here. Congressman Lee Zeldin was out campaigning in a town outside Rochester, and he was attacked by what we now know is a former Iraq veteran. We know his name, but I'm not going to mention it. And we know that he had a sharp object, almost looked like one of those fancy-dancy little knives that you get over in Southeast Asia with the double blades on it. But anyway, he apparently had been drinking, too. Can't confirm whether or not he was drunk or not, but he'd been drinking, too. And he just climbed up on the stage and walked over to where the congressman was speaking and moved his arm and swung the blade towards the congressman for whatever reason. Don't know why.
Matt, I'm reading the same news that you are when it comes to this. So we're getting a little bit of information on who this person is. You suggested it might be a PTSD situation. We don't know. I mean, we do know that we don't handle our veterans in the way that we should by any stretch of the imagination. It's, something that most certainly needs to be dealt with. But, I'm going to kind of be in wait-and-see mode to see what the news is.
Exactly. And they said that he might have been drinking, too, which doesn't help the situation if that's true.
Well, yeah, obviously not. And again, you don't know if it's self-medication or anything like that. So, whether or not, you're dealing with PTSD, dealing with depression, a myriad of issues, and stuff we see all the time, and we ignore it. I mean, we find ways of spending money on everything and anything, but then we send people off to fight these ridiculous wars all over the place, and they come back, and they're not well. And, you take a look at the suicide rates and everything goes along with it. I mean, you and I have talked about this for years here on the program, and in Washington, D.C. pays it lip service.
Yep. Now, we've got a situation out on the West Coast that hasn't affected you back in the East Coast yet, but it will. It has to do with the container ports in Los Angeles and Oakland, California. There is a trucker blockade that's been going on all week long by some of these independents who are being put out of business by the new gig law that took place here in California, to where you've got to be leased to a major company. You can't operate on your own authority anymore, number one. And number two, these guys have said, well, I guess as long as we're going to lose our trucks and lose our business, we might as well park them in the way and see what we can do to screw things up and see if we can change the matter of our situation. Well, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do know they are screwing things up, and the containers are not coming off the ships the way they're supposed to be.
Matt, I'm going to be honest. You understand that this trucking thing. So the protests are truckers that they want the laws to go away because they want to continue to be independent contractors and they don't want to join the union. Is that how it is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is kind of a freedom issue at this point in time. And again, you would think you're living in a free country, but then you get states that force you to join certain organizations. I mean, does that make any sense at all? Well, it makes
no
sense, collecting money from that organization. But, if you want to work on your own, you should be able to go out and work on your own.
Now, we can do that in Florida, but if this works in California, it's just a matter of time before it comes to Florida and they do the same thing down here.
Well, let's be honest here. Florida's going to have to do, and if they were smart, obviously you're going to have ports out there on the West Coast, but it wouldn't surprise me maybe that, eventually they start moving them to Mexico, be a little bit more friendly and, have more traffic come into, the Gulf of Mexico. Obviously, it's going to travel a little bit further. But, if you're going to have to deal with all these supply chain issues, is it really worth it? Isn't it better to get the goods off? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, they also now, they've imposed fines on these containers based upon how long it takes to get them off the boat and to where they're supposed to be.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have so many days to do it, and that's it. No exception. Now, the Ukraine is talking to major financial institutions about ways to reduce their debt payments. Now, that's kind of smart on their part, I guess.
I don't know if it's going to lower their interest on debt. I don't know what they owe. I mean, they've got, billions of dollars that are flowing into the country right now. I do know today that there's supposed to be a signing agreement in Turkey.
Yep, Istanbul.
Yeah, between Russia and the whole group, that they're going to free up the grain exports.
Yep.
To Ukraine. I'm watching this, and I'm watching some of the things that are being said and done, and what Vladimir Putin's doing. It seems like he's he's in some respects, he's kind of taken his foot off the gas to some degree. And I'm not, you know, no pun intended. You know, he continued to let the gas flow into Europe. And, you know, slowly but surely, you're gonna get the Europeans that are gonna say, hey, this enough's enough here. You know, we can't support this. We need to continue to keep our industries open. I mean, Germany was at a point in time where they had a, basically, you know, it was a Sophie's choice. They were going to have to choose what industries to shut down. And even with what's going on right now, they're asking countries to decrease their gas usage by 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And you get pushback from Spain and Greece saying, no, we're not going to do that because they generate electricity via gas. That's how they do it there. I said, we're not going to hurt our citizens because the European Union is telling you to do this. So you're going to start seeing cracks in Europe as expected. And again, you know, you gotta hand it, you know, to Vladimir Putin. He, you know, he played Europe, he played us, he played NATO, and, you know, he's gonna get exactly what he wants.
Now we're hearing that, in 2023, employee-sponsored healthcare premiums could incur a huge rise. Are you hearing the same?
In other news, sky is blue, water's wet. I mean, my health insurance bill goes up every single year. It's parabolic. Yeah, at some point in time, I'm like, why bother? I mean, it's that crazy and how expensive everything has gotten, not to mention the huge deductibles that, you know, you have to meet before anything, you get any really short coverage. Health insurance, it's a racket. It's basically you're paying for a negotiated reduced price for services. It's like buying a coupon book, a very expensive one.
Now, we're getting some good news about the chip shortage easing a bit because the Hyundai Motor Company, factory robot builder ABB, and the Swedish refrigeration manufacturer Electrolux are now seeing the semiconductor chip shortage easing. This was said yesterday, a boost for manufacturers after a long struggle for their components.
Yeah, sooner or later, you're going to see the prices of chips fall off a cliff, because there's just a lot of them that they're going to get out there, and they, you know, the prices will come down, fairly quickly when it comes to this, and you know people within the industry. So, again, that's we're going to see that happen soon. And again, you got to take that into consideration right now because you've got this CHIPS Act that's going through Congress and, well, to pass the Senate committee there, not to mention the fact you get the ridiculous Republicans allowing for all sorts of pork to get thrown into a bill where you had, was it a $50-60 billion bill that's now over $200 billion.
Yep. All right, my friend, here comes the music in my ear. It's a Friday. You got to go do what you got to do, and you got a whole bunch of games, I guess, this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, stay cool. Stay cool. All right. I'll talk to you on Monday morning, my friend. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Catch him over on a lot of the same stations that I'm on the weekend.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.